Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, we still got a long way to go here. About halfway through the show, we'll have Scotty Warman coming up before the end of this hour to kind of reflect on the amazing Home Run Derby and preview the All-Star Game tonight. Jason Law, who is running for St. Charles County Executive, will join us at 5:04 this afternoon. Then we got Tech Talk Tuesdays with George Rosenthal, and that's always fun. Or it's always a segment that scares the living daylights out of you. So it's one or the other, or sometimes both. The Attorney General of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway, is back with us this afternoon. Hello, Catherine. How are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We are just 3 weeks away from this primary, which is kind of hard to believe. Now, you are campaigning. You're making the case for Amendment 5. I'm a fan of Amendment 5. I'm certainly a yes vote. I support what the governor's trying to do here. But why is the Attorney General of Missouri kind of taking point on Amendment 5?
Well, because to me, the most important job as a public servant is to do what's in the best interest of Missouri. And I think if we don't modernize our tax code, we're going to continue to fall further and further behind the states who have. And, you know, Tennessee is a great comparison. It doesn't have beaches. It doesn't have oceans. It doesn't have mountains. But what it did do was repeal its income tax a number of years ago. And it's just outgrown Missouri exponentially in that time period. You know, as a public servant, I think it's my obligation to be for what's good for Missourians.
What can you tell me about the ballot language itself? Because there was a little back and forth on that. What will people, and I guess people are still, they're already voting, right? Since early voting is beginning. So what is the language, and was there a disagreement about what the language should be?
Absolutely, there was a disagreement, and it's an important disagreement because the language that was proposed by the legislature would have included information about the impact on property taxes. And if this measure goes into place and tax revenue increases from sales taxes, there's an obligation by local officials to reduce property taxes or other local taxes. And the Western District Court of Appeals took that completely out of the measure. So people have some fear that it's going to have an inflationary impact on property taxes when, in fact, there's a good likelihood that it will actually decrease property taxes. And it's really an important point, and it's too bad the voters aren't going to have that information on the ballot.
Well, this whole thing, and I've been talking about it for several weeks now, because I can't believe, and certainly everyone has a right to decide how they're going to vote on this issue. It's interesting. It's not breaking down along, you know, political lines necessarily. There's a lot of Republicans, a lot of maybe even conservative Republicans who don't like this. They refer to it as a power grab. Now, what I would say is there's a lot of misinformation out there and scare tactics from the people who don't like this. And I guess I would say, and I've tried to make this case, this is always dangerous, Catherine, to get into conversations on Facebook with people you know and friends, but I just think that if people would do the math here and look at the amount, look at your paycheck, look how much money is being withdrawn from the state, think about a slight increase in a sales tax on some goods and services, and will you come out ahead or behind? I think mathematically it's impossible for some people to come out behind. Now, one of the criticisms from opponents, and you can address this, is that it's going to hit seniors and people, you know, at the poverty level or under, poorer people, harder than it will everybody else. What would you say to that?
Well, I've heard you make the case about the fact that it's very unlikely that you'll spend more on sales tax than you do on income tax, and I think it's a very well-made point. And to me, here's what it boils down to, because I'm a skeptic by nature.
Yeah, so
and
am I.
When I don't understand something on the ballot, I'm probably a no vote. But in this case, I look at it and I see that the more money someone makes, the more they're going to pay in income tax. So we literally are taxing success, effort, hard work, and you have no control over that. Like, the more you work, the more you're going to be taxed. But on the other side, with sales taxes, you can choose how much money you're going to spend. And so you have a great deal more control over it. And people have the ability to rein in spending if they need to. The other thing is, for seniors, I mean, you're going to get taxed as you withdraw. You're going to have an income tax as you withdraw from your 401k. Like, that is a big problem for a lot of seniors when they're on a fixed income and they don't have any control over it, but they do have a control over how much they're spending. So to me, we shouldn't tax effort and success. We should tax spending. It's just kind of a fundamental philosophy. Don't reward people for working hard.
There are business owners.
I mean, don't punish people, I'm sorry,
right,
for working hard.
I have some, you look, I have a couple of, even some clients of mine that are very concerned business owners because they're a little unsure. I think a lot of this really is people are uncertain, and I'm not sure that the legislature did the best job of, you know, maybe putting the cart before the horse or explaining some of this to your point. If people understand it, they would maybe vote on it with a little bit more information, but they're playing into the scare tactics. And then I think what's happening is the unknown is scaring people, certainly some business owners too.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And what people should know is that we haven't modernized our tax code in Missouri since the 1930s. So many things have changed. We've gone from, you know, largely a manufacturing and hard goods economy to largely a service economy. And we do need to modernize the tax code to keep up. And again, stop punishing success and hard work, give people more control over how much they are going to pay in taxes.
Why do you think, I'm very confused about the realtors, because they've put $2 million into this campaign against Amendment 5. The governor in his State of the State address made it very clear that, you know, they would not be affected. I mean, it's just, I bet someone, there was a realtor that went on Facebook and said the price of your home, a $300,000 home, is going to go up $45,000. I said, I will bet you $45,000 that never, ever happens, mainly because it will never, ever happen, right? So, but why do you think the realtors are playing into the scare tactics? I'm confused by that, actually.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm very confused by it too, and I would be on your side of that bet for sure. The governor, Mike Keogh, absolutely has shown tremendous leadership. He said he'd come in and reduce violent crime in the state. He's done that. He wants to modernize the tax code, and he said, very importantly, there's not going to be a tax on the sale of homes, any increased tax on the sale of homes, and there's not going to be any increased tax on healthcare.
Right.
And I am confident that he will keep those promises.
I am too, and I just wish people would take a little time to pay attention to that. Catherine Hanaway, the Attorney General, is here. Let me ask you one question off of Amendment 5. I've talked about this on the air in two different ways. I get these weird, and I think people get these weird text messages from people, and they reach out and they say, hey, and it's really some sort of scam that, you know, I delete right away. But I get a lot of robocalls. And I talked about this at Catherine a couple weeks ago, too, because sometimes I'll be in my car, I'll see a number I don't recognize, I'll press no, I'll press hang up. That number calls back like three or four times in a row before it stops calling. So you're trying to do something to crack down on some of these robocalls because they're getting out of control again, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually joined with 47 other attorneys general, not only to leverage our state laws, but to try and get the FTC federally to crack down on the people who are making these calls, because it is a nationwide problem. And it is so frustrating to people, and the people making the calls are getting more and more sophisticated.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's a local call. It looks like, oh, that may be a number that might be somebody I know. And it's going to take all of the states and the federal government combating these guys. It's the number one complaint we receive in this office.
It's frustrating, and I believe it. In fact, you actually do. You have a no-call unit, don't you?
We do. And they are a busy unit because the people who get our cell phone numbers now, between the texts and the calls, it's pretty unbelievable the volume.
I'm stunned.
Some people must answer because you just keep getting them, including me.
Oh, I get so many. But yeah, you're right. Some people must answer because they must figure even if they can, you know, snag a couple of different people, it's worth their while. All right, Catherine Hanaway, thanks for jumping on with us this afternoon. I appreciate it. I hope all is well, and we'll get closer to this election. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much, Mark, and I can't believe you played 3.5 hours of pickleball the other day.
Three and a half hours. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it at Forest Park.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.